Now, the launch of the CPP's manifesto, which was originally scheduled for Kumasi this weekend, has been shifted to Accra. Communications Director of the party, Kadir Abdul Rauf, has joined us on the line to tell us more. Now, thank you very much for joining us, Kadir.
Thank you. And let me say a very good morning to the Charis listeners.
Good morning to you too. Now, what has brought about the change in venue?
Well, the change in venue is informed by the party's internal analysis. We considered a number of factors, and everything pointed to the fact that doing it in Accra would be in the best and strategic interest of the party. And that is the single reason why we have shifted it to Accra.
You believe it will be in the interest of the party?
The best and the strategic interest of the party.
Tell us about the strategy.
Oh, but it is not for me to let out the strategy of my party. What I just think I can share with the public is that initially we considered, you know, the opinion of having to launch our campaign in our manifesto and campaign in Kumasi. But later we did other, you know, observations and then studies. And everything pointed that if we do it in Accra, it will serve the supreme and strategic interest of the party. And that is why we are actually going to do it in Accra here.
Okay, so how are preparations so far?
I think we are loaded for the bear. Every, you know, preparation is put up in its best possible form. And then we are going to launch the manifesto on 29th. That's this pending Saturday. And the manifesto, as we have said, on other platforms, is certainly going to be the best manifesto so far as the 2016 campaign is concerned. We see this with all seriousness at our disposal. Why? Because you find that in the case of other political parties, a group of people will sit in a corner in Accra and assume things for the masses of the people of this country. We have taken a great exception to that. We believe that in modern times, we do not plan for people, we plan with people. And that is why we have to travel the length and breadth of the country, interacting with Ghanaians from all walks of life to seize and collate their views, you know, and that has formed the trust of our manifesto. So you can rightly say that our manifesto is a happy reflection and collection of the views of the masses of the people of this country. And we rightly also describe it as the People's Interactive Manifesto. And we believe that it has the panacea to the current economic quagmire of the country. It has practical, realistic solutions to the difficulties that our people have had to go through under the NDC and the MPP. And we believe that with this manifesto, there is certainly going to be a breath of fresh air for the masses of the people of this country.
So, what happens to your fans in Kumasi?
They are to come to Accra, and then all preparation have been made to that effect. All our parliamentary aspirants and all our regional executives are to come to Accra where the launch is going to be done. And I do not think that there is any difficulty or our executives in Kumasi have any difficulty in accepting the fact that they have to come to Accra. Like I said, it has been explained to them in a way that they appreciate. And then they also know that the party is supreme. And at any given point, we have to advance the best and the strategic interests of the party. So they are on the same page with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Kadir, for your time with us.
Thank you so very much for having me.
That's right. Kadir Abdul Rauf is the communications director of the CPP.